It's the Morning Play with Jesse and MJ.
Makeup or Breakup Part 2. We talked to Kelly, who, well, Kelly doesn't understand why her husband's upset.
My husband's mad at me because I ran out of gas and I called another guy to come pick me up.
We got Stan on the line right now. Stan, how you holding up?
I'm all right. I've calmed down a bit, but I'm still pretty upset. And actually hearing that, I just got upset again.
But why are you so upset?
Instead of calling me for help, she called her ex-boyfriend,
okay,
the guy who she used to date.
Right. But she also said that she didn't call you because you work in Jeff, and she was all the way out off Shelbyville Road, so she knew that you wouldn't be able to get there, and he was closer.
Yeah, I get it. It's not about how close he is.
And are you sure it's not about because he's her ex? Because, I mean, you married her, you know?
Yes, but she does this all the time. You know, this isn't the first time that she's done this. Anytime she has car issues, she calls this guy. If something needs fixing around the house, she calls someone else to fix it. And I never get a chance. She never calls me.
So are you...
She never goes to me first.
Well, are you a handy guy, like with cars or like repairs around the house?
Look, I'm not a repairman, but she never gives me a chance. And we're married now, and that's, you know, part of being married, I think, is relying on another person. You know, I want her to rely on me, guys.
Right.
You know, and it bugs me that she turns to someone else when there are problems and not me. It's about codependence and being a partner. And she never calls me.
Well, given that, I can understand that.
Thank you. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Sure, that doesn't happen very often. I'll just give you that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's high praise getting that from her, because I never do.
Right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you understanding. Yeah. I don't care about this guy. It's about just going to me first, you know?
I understand.
I don't even care if she ends up having someone else to fix it. I just want to be the first person she thinks about.
I think
makes
that's
sense.
Fair.
I can see that.
You know, you want to be the chance. You want the chance to be the hero.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I just want to be. I want to think about her first, and I want her to think about me first.
I think it's a very guy thing, though. That's a real guy thing.
As long as you admit when you can't do it. And yes, you're not like that commercial where there's like a hole in the ceiling.
No, I'm not.
Look,
we're trying to solve one issue, MJ. You're
going
to create another one for poor Stan and his marriage. Stan, we get it.
Yes.
We totally get it.
Yes.
And I think if you explain it to her like that, I think she might understand.
She just doesn't know why it bothers you.
Yeah, she thought she was being helpful to you, but it's a feelings thing.
Okay.
Good luck, buddy.
All right.